latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Queensland health authorities say they're closing the border to the ACT because people are using Canberra to flout existing border restrictions. From Saturday morning, no one from New South Wales or the ACT will be able to enter the state, with both jurisdictions declared coronavirus hotspots. The border is already closed to all of Victoria and Greater Sydney. Health Minister Stephen Miles says people have been going to great lengths to avoid mandatory quarantine.
Some people are flying via the ACT in order to avoid our hotspots lockdown. Here in Queensland, our economy has just started getting back on its feet. Our plan to unite and recover and get people back into jobs is just starting to work.
Meanwhile, Queensland has reported one new case and two historic cases of COVID-19. The new infection is in a 68-year-old Ipswich woman and is still under investigation. Victoria is expected to record its highest daily number of coronavirus cases, with the government to confirm 725 new infections today. 439 new cases were reported yesterday. The previous record was 723 recorded last Thursday. Today is the last day of trading for many Melbourne businesses, with all non-essential shops to close for 6 weeks from tonight. The city remains under a nighttime curfew, with residents only allowed outside during the day for essential shopping, work or medical reasons if they are wearing a mask and remain within 5 kilometres of their home. Virgin Australia will sack thousands of employees and sell its long-haul jets to focus on domestic travel as it comes out of voluntary administration. In the first major announcement under new owners Bain Capital, 3,000 jobs will be lost and the Tiger Air brand will be discontinued. The affected jobs will come from operations and management. All regional and charter planes will remain, but Virgin's fleet of Boeing 777, Airbus A330 and Airbus A320 aircraft will be sold. Virgin says it will retain Tiger Air's operating certificate to provide low-cost travel when the market recovers. The rock musician Neil Young is suing Donald Trump's presidential campaign for using his songs without permission. Ruben Spargo has the story.
Neil Young has accused the Trump campaign of copyright infringement using songs such as Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidewalk at rallies and political events. The complaint has been filed in the US District Court in Manhattan, seeking damages of up to $150,000 per infringement. Mr. Young says he cannot in good conscience allow his music to be used as a theme song for a divisive, un-American campaign of ignorance and hate.
Perth Glory are one step closer to securing a spot in the A-League's finals series after defeating the Western Sydney Wanderers last night. The Glory broke a two-match losing streak, winning the game 3-1. The loss has all but ended the Wanderers' hopes of playing in the finals, with Perth now in fifth position, 3 points ahead of Adelaide United and 1 point behind the Brisbane Roar. And Fulham will return to the English Premier League after notching a 2-1 win over Brentford in the Championship playoff final. Joe Bryan scored twice in extra time to win the match for Fulham, who were relegated from the EPL just 12 months ago.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 15 degrees and we're looking towards a top of 16 degrees today after a chilly 1 degree overnight. And it's going to be 1 degree again tonight. Sunny. Now today and tomorrow is sunny and I'm not doing much of the weekend. But sunny today and frosty and sunny tomorrow. There's going to be winds from the northwest tending westerly up to 40 kilometres an hour. And then they're going to wind down back to 25 kilometres an hour in the evening. The sun will set tonight at 20 minutes past 5, back up again at 6:45 in the morning. And the forecast for Thursday is frost. A frost, then sunny. 15 degrees after a 1 degree overnight. Friday, unfortunately, rain. 6 to 15. Saturday showers, 9 to 17, and Sunday showers, 7 to 17. So enjoy today and tomorrow. Sunny, and then it's going to be bleak for a little bit. And quite chilly. The moon is a waning gibbous, and last quarter next Wednesday.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Gledswoods Hills. Never heard of it. Learn something new every day at Gledswood Hills. If you're out there, love you. And welcome to Alive. Candor Valley Way near the Hermitage Way. Has it a glass spill? Southbound traffic affected. Reduce your speed and exercise caution. And at Kensington and South Dowling Street at Todman Avenue, a truck breakdown. 1-2 southbound lanes closed. Lane 1. Exercise caution and reduce your speed. It's 6 minutes past 11. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Well, to our listeners, thank you very much for tuning in on Live 90.5 FM. You can come on our website, alive905.com.au, press the button stream now, and you can hear directly if you can't listen to radio, if you're at the office or the home. And Darren and I extending our greetings to all Victorians who are very brave and have been locked down stage 4. But our guest in studio is Sam Amon, rental director of the Cherrybrook Real Estate Agency, and you know he doesn't managing only Hills area but another 20 suburbs. And on his website is very interesting, and a business card as well. There's a statement: professional property management, when experience and quality count, talk to us and notice the difference. Now, we spoke about professional property management. You said that one. When experience and quality count, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for your agency?
It just means that, you know, all of us have experienced the work there. We've probably encountered issues. We look after properties. Our reason why we get many managements that we look after is through reputation. And we get recommended a lot because we...
Your website says a lot about testimonials that you have.
Yes.
A number of landlords saying great things about you. So, guys, come on cherrybrook.com.au. Did I pronounce this properly, Darren? Cherrybrook,
that's correct.
Yeah, .com.au, real estate, you know, and you can see testimonials, and there are plenty of them.
Sorry, yes.
Oh, you want me to repeat a question?
I thought I was going to get a question.
No, that was advertising for you. So you get a lot of testimonials. You say that, you know, they're doing a good job.
That's, I do. I do, from landlords, and anything a landlord says is good about us, we normally put it up there.
Yeah.
I've been a little slack lately. I haven't put it all up there. But as I was saying, most of our business comes from reputation, recommendations from landlords, and even tenants that have managed through me in the past,
mm-hmm.
when they buy an investment property, they come back looking for me.
And the last, you say, like on your website, cherrybrook.com.au, talk to us and notice the difference. What would be the difference?
As I said, our business is customer service. So we like customer service. We listen to people. We find out what each owner wants. And some owners have particular needs and mm-hmm. the way they want their property managed.
Mm-hmm.
So we look after it. Some people want no feedback. They just want their money on a fortnightly basis.
That's really?
Yes, yes. And landlords have learnt over the years that if they hear from me, it normally means it's going to cost them money.
Oh, okay. It's so, look, that you provide impeccable service to your clients.
That's
and,
correct.
And the tenants as well, you know, because it's not just you make happy only landlord, you know, tenants as well, because, you know, they're paying that one. But may I ask you, it does, just off the topic, why, if I'm renting my property through real estate agency, why I can't call my plumber to fix me something? I need to call.
Well, you can. You can. Yeah. I have landlords that insist that I use certain tradesmen.
Yeah.
And if that's what the landlord wants to do, then we accommodate them accordingly. The tradesmen that I use, I've used for many years. Some of them the length of my time, 16 years.
Yeah.
I've used the same tradesman, the same plumber, electrician. The very hardest people are fencing contractors to find a consistent one.
Mm-hmm.
But majority of the people, if you rang me up 10 years ago, I'm using him again this year. But if the landlord wants to use their own, or they want to do it themselves, I've got some landlords that are handy and they want to repair it themselves to save costs, and they can. So we work with them.
But the contractors you prefer to use, they must go through the stringent diligence due diligence process, right?
Well, what I find with the people that I've used for years, they know the way I work. They know the way my landlords like to be looked after, and they charge a fair rate. So if I went to someone cold and yeah. never used them before, the rates would be different. So the tradesmen I used look after me because I've looked after them for many years.
Okay, I have another question, you know, it's relating to this one. And, you know, we talk about this, you know, COVID-19 in the beginning. How did your business, how are you dealing with the COVID issue with the tenants? You know what I mean? How do you help them? You know, if they experience the difficulties now, the loss of the salaries or jobs. Dan and I, we are, you know, every day, you know, we hear the news and we're reading and preparing for the show and we're talking, you know, privately, and we can see that there's a lot of jobless people around, you know what I mean, and they'll not be able to afford full rent. How do you help the tenants?
So since March, I've been approached by a number of tenants in regards that they're affected by the virus. Sometimes, in majority of the cases, it's because they hear everyone else is getting a reduction, they think they're missing out.
Can you elaborate this?
Yeah, everyone's saying if you're having trouble, speak to your agent. The agents will work with you, they'll negotiate with you. They'll do things to help you if you're in trouble. But the law also states that, yes, you can pay a reduced rate, but in the end, you have to pay the full amount back that's owing.
Is this still this grace period? What they call this data now? It's you know, some people call the honeymoon in media, but how would you call this period now after COVID? Is it some time when this is ending, or?
But it's no different to today. I know we're probably overinflated now because of the virus, but we had things of hardship in the past,
yeah.
And people have trouble. As I've said to every tenant that's in trouble, we only want you to pay what you can afford. No more, no less. I speak to the owners. The owners are in agreement, but the law stipulates that in the end, you have to pay back what's owing.
Yeah.
Okay. Some landlords have said, I'll just reduce the rent by X amount of dollars and that's all they worry about. The trouble with that is they're affected by doing that. The insurance companies that protect the landlords will only look at the new rate, not the old rate.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole lot of things why they can't do that. And as I said, there's a lot of tenants have heard in the media that everyone else is getting a reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So they're missing out. So they then contact me and we work things through.
So if I'm hearing you correct, Sam, you're saying as a landlord, you should not just reduce the rates. You should say, no, that is the rate, but you're in hardship and I'm happy to reduce now, but you should need to pay back the full amount.
That's correct.
And then if the tenant cannot pay that full amount, then that's what the negotiation is, because if they reduce their rent, then lots of other things snowball, insurers and hardship and things like that, that they're all talking about now having a reduced rate. So what I'm hearing from you, don't reduce the rate, but also don't be the hard man, but come to negotiation with your property manager and your landlord.
So in 6 months that this has been going on for, it's almost 6 months now.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I think there's one of my tenants has now gone to fair trading to arbitrate so they can stay. But then the arbiter at fair trading is saying, this is going to happen for eight weeks in a reduced rate, but then the next 6 months after that, you have to catch up what you missed out.
Mm.
And if they're in trouble now,
they're going to be in trouble later even more.
8 weeks is no guarantee it's going to be better, and then they have to pay back the debt that they've already accrued. People's wages don't dramatically double or go up.
And that's the story of where we're at the moment, that sometimes there's seemingly no answers, and so I think it's best that we manage this period the best we can. And I'm happy that I'm living in New South Wales, not pushing out anything else, but I do believe we're responding well.
I concur.
New South Wales,
yes.
And it's a great state to be
and
in.
If I can add on this, Darren, I truly believe that every tenant and every landlord doing business and dealing through the Cherrybrook Real Estate Agency and the Sam Amon is a very well offer. I'm not sure we have Alice Cooper, but we'll take a short break. Live 90.5 Business Insights.
We'll bring it up just next. Still going to find it.
Yeah, we're going to find it because Sam is going to leave us a little bit earlier. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to all great sponsors. And thank you to our sponsor in the studio, Sam Amon from Cherrybrook Real Estate Agency. And you want that real estate agency, so don't be shy. His details are going to come soon.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.
Right into your gravity.
Simmer down, or you might not pick yourself back up. And I know you were strong enough. Maybe it's the doubt you carry around that keeps you up so late at night. You might like this world if you tried. I'll teach you how to stay alive. 'Cause I've got all my bets on you. So much to show you in this town. And I don't care if you hate me, 'cause I'm gonna wait around and hope to God it wears you down. 'Cause I've got all my bets on you.
A funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On linsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
Hi, this is Petro Sumaseva for RAD. Recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. What does it mean to be a designated driver? It means you're the friend who's agreed not to drink, not the person who's had the least to drink. It takes guts and it shows you care about your friends. Face it, their lives are in your hands. So why don't you and your friends take it in turns to be the designated driver when you go out? You'll make the road safer for all of us.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
You're listening to the sound of Alive 90.5.
It's 20 minutes past 11. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And with us in studio is Sam Mamon, Rental Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate Proprietor Limited. Darren, can you copy the website? I didn't read properly. Cherrybrook something.
www.cherrybrookre.com.au.
And go on that website. You'll be glad you did it. Sam, if I'm interested in, you know, buying the investment property, what would be my first step?
Ring me.
Ring, of course. Ring Cherrybrook me. Real Estate, yes, of course.
I offer an advice service for people. I try to guide them. I don't tell them where to buy. I don't tell them what to buy, but I give them a guide. I've had landlords ring me up and say, Sam, I want to buy a property in such and such a suburb. The return is this amount. Do you think I should? Now, what I normally do, and anyone can do it, is probably go into realestate.com.au and just see what's available in the area for rent, for sale, etc. Look at the money value. And then they have to think about the suburb. Is the suburb going to give me a return on my dollar as in rent quickly or capital appreciation?
So we should not spend so much time and believing what they say on 5 seconds news, you know what I mean? Go to that suburb, it's going to be boom. Should come to you because you have experience and you have the knowledge.
Yes. Yes, that'd be the advice I'd give to just... Because you've got to do a bit more studying. It's nice to have money to buy in the suburb, but what sort of return are you going to get? And is it going to appreciate the land? Cherrybrook, if you bought 30 years ago, you're 3, 4, 5 times more than what you paid 30 years ago.
Yeah, but it's a big development in this area in Northwestern Sydney. Mm. I can see the Kellyville, North Kellyville where I am. You know what I mean? Even the internet is not the best, you know what I mean? One bar, but it's okay. It's a lot of development happening there. And, you know, we take it for granted that we know what we're looking for when we do research. But the best way to all our listeners who are interested in investing into property, call the Sam Amon on Cherrybrook Real Estate. And you'll be glad you did it, Sam. So, Sam, you know, before we go, it's, you know, we know you need to leave 11:30. You know, what's the best way to contact you or your staff?
Well, you can try the office number, 9980 9860. You could always ring me direct if you wish on my mobile, 0411 444 745, or even just an email to sam@cherrybrookre.com.au, or just drop into the office at Pennant Hills and come in.
Okay, so we're gonna hear this, you're singing soon. We'll not tell our listeners. You know, Sam, he spends time in the choir and he sings, you know what I mean? We're going to hear that one because he promises, right?
Yes,
you know, the recordings,
yes,
that right?
Yes, that's right. We're going to use his great singing skills of him and his mates and one day on the air, no doubt. Soon.
But if we see him on a golf range, he's better doing with us. There's going to be the trouble with all of us. But Sam, thank you for being our guest today. And before you go, I'd like to say thank you for being the sponsor of this radio station. Without a person like yourself, you know, I mean, your company, this radio station wouldn't exist whatsoever. And I would like to say thank you to all listeners. Sam Amon, you can call him on office number 02-9980-9860 or his mobile phone 0411 444 745. Otherwise, Sam, cherrybrookre.com.au, and you'll be glad you did it. Thank you for listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario, and we'll talk to you soon.
Alive 90.5. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153, or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1800 009 292.
Station sponsor.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5pm, right here on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5, broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland. Alive 90.5.
I have been searching for a man all across Japan, just to find my samurai. Someone who is strong, but still a little shy. Yes, I need my samurai. I need the top butterfly. Green, black and blue make the colors in the sky. I need the top butterfly. Green, black and blue make the colors in the sky.
Colors in the sky. I've been searching for the man.
To find my samurai, someone who won't regret to keep me in his net. Yes, I need my samurai.
Crazy little thing called
this thing I call love. It cries in a cradle all night. It swings and it dives. It shakes all over like a jellyfish. I kinda like it. Crazy thing called love. There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She gives me hot and cold fever. Then she leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. I gotta be cool, relax, get hip, get on my track. Take a back seat, a hitchhike. Take a long, long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. I gotta be cool. Relax, get a hip, get on my track. Take a back seat, a hitchhike. Take a long, long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She gives me hot and cold fever. Then she leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. I gotta be cool, relax, get ahead, get on my track, take a back seat, a hitchhike, and take a long, long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. A crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And of course, Your Sound, Your Community, 90.5.
If you're an adult who has difficulties with reading, writing or spelling, the Reading Writing Hotline has some very good news. It can actually be easier to take the plunge and improve your reading and writing skills than to keep putting it off. Phone the Reading Writing Hotline and find out how. Their number is 1300 655 06. That's the Reading Writing Hotline and they're there to help.
1300 655 06.
Go on, take the plunge.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2,
G. check ignition, and may God's love be with you. Now it's time
what I like about you. You keep me warm at night. Never wanna let you go. No, you made me feel alright.
Alive 90.5.
Take funny stance. Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills 2153, or go online infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
Looking for your local sport fix? Don't miss Sunday Sports Roundup every Sunday from 2 till 5 on Alive 90.5, the only place to hear every Wentworthville Magpies home game live. For football fans, Tony Salerno and the call team bring you Blacktown City, New South Wales Premier League games plus other local derbies. When the team isn't at the ground, they're interviewing Aussie sporting legends and updating live scores as they happen. Whatever your game, tune in to Sunday Sports Roundup every Sunday from 2. We've got every sports lover covered.
Information from the New South Wales State Emergency Service.
Keeping your gutters, downpipes and drains clear can prevent major damage during storms. Blockages in gutters and downpipes can cause water to overflow under the eaves and into your roof cavity, causing significant damage. Clear leaves, dirt and other debris from your roof. This will help prevent them from getting into your gutters and downpipes. Keep the drains around your property clear to help water move away and prevent it from pooling and entering your property.
Remember, know your risk. Make a plan and be ready for floods, storms and tsunami. For more information, visit www.ses.nsw.gov.au. Proudly brought to you by New South Wales SES and NRMA Insurance.
This is your sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
Nearby, not noticing the flash of the chrome bars inside. I got you down on your bended knees. You beg for more treatment, please. Why can't you let it be a tree stump dress? Your love shall not be missed. But you don't care. You just don't care. Well, if there ain't no watching
Live 90.5. Here's